let me be the first to welcome you to the Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel. We are live here. It is Wednesday, 11 November 2015. It's Mike Church Show here on Crusade. Axing the question du jour.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Wow. There was a big question mark as to whether or not all of this was going to work. Because let me tell you, at 7:15 this morning, Central Time, it was not working. Oh, folks, it's a jungle out there. Move back in with your parent. So, hey, welcome. I'll give you the phone number in just a minute here. Let's just do some old things and catch up with the Empire for a moment.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability...
Some things just never get old.
The Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire!
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. It's easy to do. We do have telephones here. You can also, when we get all this up and running, you can chat or tweet or Facebook or email your questions and comments in. Remember that the stream is going out live at mikechurch.com/player. That's all you're going to remember. Just go. It should prompt you when you go to the site to take you directly to the player, and we've been testing this thing for a week. It's still running on my iPhone. I just checked it, and it's been running for 7 days now. But the telephone number, we'll have the vanity toll-free number tomorrow. That's how these things work, folks. They never come together in the manner in which they're supposed to. But the telephone number today is, and I'd certainly love to hear from you, air code, almost said like Lil Wayne, air code 985-867-1774. 985-867-1774. I don't want to give you the vanity number, because if I do, you're going to try and call it, and it's probably not working. They told me it'd be working tomorrow for certain, but it is most certainly working today. Email, same as it ever was, kingdude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. Official website for all things moi, online at mikechurch.com. Please go to veritasradionetwork.com and bookmark that page. We are still building and constructing that site. And, oh, folks, the stuff that we're going to be able to do and put on that site and bring to you for radio broadcasting is quite amazing. And I want to talk a little bit about this here on a Wisdom Wednesday. We get into all that. MikeChurch.com for to contact me and to get today's updates and the transcripts. Now, here's the beautiful part about this. Clips of the day now. We may still do a clip of the day, but if you are a Founders Pass member, you have full access to the download of the program. And the segments will be 90 minutes long, and in the 90 minutes, you'll have no commercials. We'll edit the commercials out, and you're going to get it all in stereo. So there's a couple of things that I just like to say to you before we get into the meat and taters of today's Wisdom Wednesday broadcast. David Simpson will be here with us later. Chris Ferrara joining us on the program. We'll go live to Mordor and the Potomac River and talk to our man Bloom in... in Mordor. Jordan's quite excited about this, actually. Just a couple of things. First of all, for all of you that signed up, and I didn't even check the stats this morning to see, it was we began with a very, very healthy Founders Pass subscription base. A couple of thousand strong. And from the day the news broke that this show would no longer be on the SiriusXM Patriot Channel, or on SiriusXM for that matter, the donations that have been pouring in, your support, the people that have signed up and are now paid members, has just been tremendous. We are about 40% of the way to the entire year's goal to float this operation. Now, that's just to float it. Because there's so much more that we wish to do here for you and for the truth, and thus the name of the network, Veritas Radio Network. I'll fill you in on that as we get underway here today, but a couple of notes here about the about what's going on since then. Number one, thanks to all of you. Those of you that signed up to become Founders Pass members, thank you. Those of you that sent donations, thank you. Those of you that sent notes, thank you. Some of you have even sent me notes via Facebook and on email. I want to join the Founder Band, but I don't have the money today. Can you let the hair lip guy in? And you need to let me know. Yes. I sent a couple of notes out yesterday to one guy, and I said, dude, the fact that you wrote me and that you asked, and that you said, please don't cut me off, Mitter Church. I get paid on Friday. I said, you're not. No, I would never do such a thing. The fact that you actually contacted us, dude, you're good to go. There are dozens of people like that. It is quite amazing to behold the support that and this comes in the form of money. Comes in the form of good wishes, comes in the form of prayers. I cannot tell you how blown away we are, and I am. I don't have the words to describe the outpouring of spiritual support that you people have lent to this operation. It's amazing. I get on my knees every morning after I say, and there's a lot of things that I'll be able to, that I will do now here on this show that I wouldn't have done before, even though I was accused and said, when did my church show become Catholic radio? Huh? Why don't you go to the Catholic channel? It was the derisive taunt on my grave that I heard, well, you got your wish now. What are you going to do now? What we're doing here, and I don't say that to boast and to brag, I say that because this came about as a result of, I believe, supernatural forces. This was intended to happen. It's happening the way that it's happening because it was intended by Almighty God. And if we conform our minds to reality and look at how this transpired, that to me is the logical conclusion. Now, again, I don't say that to brag. I'm humbled. Why me? Why us? So that's the first thing. Thanks to all of you. Second of all, if you're listening to this stream, you may notice a couple of things. As a matter of fact, let me hear. I want to do something for you. I want to play you. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with what we're going to talk about here today. I could grab a, well, you know, I got looking for Gov. You're listening to this show for the first time ever, broadcast in stereo. Now, some of you may go, what difference does it make? I actually had someone tell me that, well, you know, if you're doing a podcast, well, first of all, we're not doing a podcast here. You will never hear the words podcast used on Crusade Channel or Veritas Radio Network. We're not podcasters. We don't operate out of a basement. We're not a bunch of snotty-nosed little kids. Good little libertarians have access to an iPhone recording device. Nothing of the sort here. This is the second thing I want to get to here before we get into the meat and taters of the program and just our inaugural broadcast here on the Veritas Radio Network on the Crusade Channel. By the way, let me give you the phone number again. It will scroll on your phone eventually. It's not scrolling today. And I'll give you the vanity number tomorrow, toll-free vanity number. If you want to call the program today, 985-867-1774. 985-867-1774. This show has never been broadcast in stereo unless You got it recorded. If I was in New York or in Mordor at either Sirius or XM, and the show was recorded, and then you played it back on demand, that's the only way anyone ever heard this program in full stereo. Now, they gave all the bandwidth on the planet to Howard Stern and his 16 channels for full, what's called duplex stereo. But you right-wing fanatics, especially you Catholic right-wing fanatics, you jerks up there at the Patriot Channel, you'll broadcast in mono and like it, buddy. Well, you're listening to me now in full duplex stereo. I already have a basket full of email. Dude, stream sounds great. Damn Skippy, it sounds great. If you knew what we had to do to get that stream to sound great, you'd be patting me and Maggie O'Connell and David Simpson and Dan Friss, our developer, and everyone else on the back going, man, how did you guys do that? So that's number one. Broadcast quality is superior to anything that you've heard. When you go to On Demand today, as soon as this show is posted at MikeChurch.com and at VeritasRadioNetwork.com, for all you Founders Pass members, you'll be able to download the program. Now, you can do one of two things. You can either download it, meaning you can download the file. Just click on the little cloud there, and it'll start downloading to your device. Or you can listen to it. You could stream it. If you're on Wi-Fi, it doesn't matter. If you know because you're on your own broadband plan, you're not using the data on your phone. So you'll get the rebroadcast or the downloads in stereo as well. And I think when we start playing some songs, like let me play you a song just to demonstrate what the difference is. You'll hear this song now. It's Looking for Gov in All the Wrong Places. You'll hear it in right and left full stereo like you've never heard it before, unless you have a copy. The 11 of you that bought a copy of my Mike Church Show Band Anthology.
Well, I spent a lifetime cooking up rules.
Hear the acoustic guitar in the left channel.
Tax increases would never do. Taking fat food away, smoking's a sin.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of smoking.
And selling whole milk.
Where's my cigar?
Get your 5 to 10. I was looking for God.
Okay, so that's from the Anthology album. That's just a little sample there. The broadcast quality that you're now going to get thanks to the magic and just the amazing amount of technology that is at our disposal. I'd like for you to think about one more thing here as you're listening to the Mike Church Show onto the Crusade Channel on the Veritas Radio Network. If you're in your car and you're streaming this on your phone and through your radio, your car radio, your telephone, your smartphone, is now a radio. I had a conversation with someone the other day about, well, it makes you think people are going to adopt this. Well, this internet radio crap's not going to work. Oh, come on. If talk radio was going to work on internet phones, Pandora would already be doing it. Well, maybe Pandora doesn't know that there are hosts that are available that have followings and shows like this one to put on Pandora. Hint. Hint. That device in your hand is now Grandma's radio that used to be sitting in the living room where she and Grandpa... Hey, Ma, can you turn the sound up? Where she and Grandpa used to sit around and listen to fireside chats from Franklin Delano Obama Roosevelt. That little thing in your hand, that is now full-featured, full-fledged radio. That's why this is going to work. You, my friends, if you're listening to this inaugural broadcast, are part of a media revolution. No one has taken and had a national, and again, this is not to boast and brag, these are just facts, and had a national platform with nearly 1 million listeners thanks to SiriusXM, and thank them for 13 years. Thank you. With nearly a million listeners, tens of thousands of followers, MikeChurch.com, Facebook, etc., etc. 13 years running, the longest-running radio talk show in the history of satellite radio. All that was taken and removed from a medium many of you said was never going to work, satellite radio, and has now been moved to smartphone, digital radio. I prefer to call it digital. I told someone the other day, I said, when the Motorola Corporation stopped making tubes, you know, the little tubes that went in radios, did anyone stop calling a radio? Well, there's no tubes in it anymore. Same thing with television. When they stopped making tube televisions and went to solid-state circuit boards, nobody called the television. Well, that's not a TV anymore. I don't have any tubes in it. Come on. That's new technology. You're going to come up with a new name. No, it's still TV. The solid-state circuit board and the radio is still radio. Well, you listening to me on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, on your MacBook or your laptop or your Dell laptop or your HP laptop or whatever is still radio. Here on the Veritas Radio Network, we do not do podcasts. This is not a podcast. This is a radio channel. And in a couple of months, when we get all the shows up and running, you'll figure that out. Hey, every time I turn this app on, there's the deep voice announcer, dude. And there's even commercials running. That's right. There are commercials running. That's right. It sounds like a radio station. You know why? Because it is. Get real close to your little smartphone. It is. There is nothing that we would do that's going to be done here that you haven't already heard, other than it's going to be better. I got to get the Trump plug now. Oh, we're going to have a stream. We're going to have a great stream. It's going to be a fantastic stream. Stream's going to be fantastic. We're going to make great radio because of the great stream. You wait and see. People are going to benefit because of the great stream. We're running a radio channel here for you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll get you a lot of new programs that you're going to love. That's the second part of this little opening monologue here. And welcoming you to the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel, Mike Church Show. Let me just go down the lineup as it will begin to flesh itself out. First, let me be the first to tell you we have secured the talents of Professor Dr. Kevin Gutzman. Kevin's show will debut not this Thursday, not next Thursday, but the following Thursday at noon, immediately following this program, the Constitution Hour with Kevin Gutzman. Again, the Donald Trump. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be about a great Constitution. People are going to love the Constitution. People already love the Constitution. We just got to use the Constitution. We're going to use the Constitution. People are going to read the Constitution. They're going to listen to Gutzman. They're going to read it. They're going to use the Constitution. That is a find, if you will. I'll be his co-host until he gets up and running, but ultimately, Kevin will have a show right here on the Crusade Channel. Let me introduce you to a few more shows. You'll be regaled with a cyber geek escapades and adventures of one Gregory Carpenter and the Reverse Deception Radio Hour. Although I don't think he can be contained by 1 hour. It's probably going to be 2 hours. And his soon-to-be Dr. Carpenter is former military intelligence, like NSA intelligence. Everything. Lil Wayne makes another appearance. Everything you want to know about the cyber state, the surveillance state, the spyfare state, but we're afraid to X will be discussed on Reverse Deception Radio. That's coming to the Crusade Channel very soon. Let me introduce you to another program, Dr. Michael George and the My Story of America Radio Hour. Dr. George never meets a stranger. He likes talking to people. I told him, I said, what you want to say is, I like talking to people. I really, really like talking to meeting new people. I especially like meeting new American people. Or the American people. Many of you already have copies of the book, My Story of America. Well, the stories continue. He just keeps finding them. Plus, his fantastic speeches that he gives at conventions and at other events, he memorizes these things. He doesn't use a script. He just commits them to memory, like Patrick Henry's Liberty or Death speech. Those will all be part of the My Story of America show. So you have Gutzman, you have Michael George, you have Gregory Carpenter. We're working on some other shows. Can't tell you all the details right now because I don't have them all locked up. But this thing will go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you, Sunday, Sermon Sundays with Steve Cunningham, the world's greatest living non-clergy apologist. If you're a Roman Catholic, you know what an apologist, oh, there you go. You're already 20 minutes in. Already three times you said Catholic. Are you counting? We're going to do Sunday the way it's supposed to be done. No one will be here. No one will be working. It'll all be pre-recorded. That's why it's called Sermon Sunday with Steve Cunningham. And Steve will introduce his eight-hour rotation themed around the liturgical time of the year. For example, Advent is coming up. Christmas is coming up. It'll be themed around that. And that's what you'll hear from midnight Sunday, 12:01 a.m., to today, or until Monday. At midnight. This show will be rebroadcast 4 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 6 Central. It'll be rebroadcast again at midnight. So if you mark the rebroadcast time. So if you're driving around in the afternoon, you get sick and tired of listening to Hannity and Decepticon Radio or whatever, tune on the Veritas Radio Network Crusade channel right here. And I will be running in tape on tape delay. Now, one more thing before we get into some your phone calls. By the way, telephone lines are open. We have phones. We have phones. We have great phones. The phones are going to be great. Where do you see the phones? I mean, the phones are going to work. 985-867-1774. 985-867-1774. This stream is just like an FM or AM radio station. What you're listening to right now at MikeChurch.com/player or VeritasRadioNetwork.com, and if you click the Listen Now or Listen Live button, you're going to the same stream. This is, just think of it as a radio station, because that's what it is. And it is free to the public. We want you to tell your friends. That's the point of making the stream live. For 13 years, this show has been cooped up on satellite radio, and if you didn't have a subscription, you were only able to get little five-minute webisodes or clips of the day that we were allowed to publish or post after the fact. That was a contractual obligation. We couldn't give you the entire broadcast, but you could have got it on demand, but still you had to have a SiriusXM subscription. That now is over. It has ended. We want you to tell your friends to come to this stream. It does not cost them anything to listen live. I can't tell you how many people I have talked to, chatted with, you name it, and have told me something to the effect. It's almost like I've been attending my own funeral. Where's Mozart and Requiem when I need it? The conversation goes like this via email.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Mike. I enjoy listening to you in the morning on my way to work on Sirius XM. But now, you and your stupid Catholic buddy, Ferrara and Simpson, now that you got fired and got kicked off of real radio, and I don't have a founder's pass, and I'm not buying one either, but I'm going to miss you.
I'm not exaggerating very much here.
But I'm going to miss not having you in the morning.
Well, that's your choice then. You're going to miss it by your own choice. That's not because it's not available. I got to tell you, I had to pray for a lot of temperance, cardinal virtue of temperance, to not scream at some people and just lose it on them. Like, where do you see must pay to listen to Crusade Channel Stream. Show it to me. Send me an email with a link. It's not there. So the stream is free, and its stream is free because we want you to tell your friends. We want you to share it with Uncle Bobo and Aunt Mamie. We want them to listen. If they don't buy a Founders Pass, fine. Hey, that's great. They will ultimately, if they want the download and they want to listen to it when they want to listen to it. But we've specifically designed this thing so that we can finally get this program and the other shows I talked about and then the other shows. Some of you are probably going to bombard me here today with, I've got an idea for a show. Great. Send it along. I'm the program director now. Hey, I might know a guy. I know a guy. We got this guy, not sure. So that's what we're going to do here. So every morning, mark your times, set your clocks, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. East, 6 a.m. West. This show will come in on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet, wherever it comes in. It'll come in loud. It'll come in clear. It'll come in stereo. You won't have to suffer. How many of you are old enough to remember John Belmont? AP Radio News, I'm John Belmont. How many of you are old enough to remember John Belmont, AP Radio News? You won't have to suffer through that. You won't have to suffer through
The Truth Lives Here.
Blaze Radio News, you won't have to suffer through Town Hall Radio. No news at the top of the hour. Me and you talking. That's what you're going to hear. Me and you talking. By the way, you can also set your clock at 9:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We will take a predestined, what we call hard sync break. That's to break the recording. The recording will then be scrubbed. The commercials will be taken out of it. We'll have technicians working around here, around the clock. You remember in the Austin Powers movie, and the second one, when they're in the big Austin, when they're in Dr. Evil Cave, and there's all these machines on the wall with all these switches and stuff on them. And what was it? Robert Wagner says is talking to Dr. Evil, and Dr. Evil keeps looking over Wagner's shoulder. And Wagner says, what are you doing? Number two, I'm making sure that the guy who's not really doing anything but looks like he's doing something is actually looking like he's doing something. Technicians. We're going to have technicians taking the commercials out. And then posting it immediately. If you're a Founders Pass member, go download it. Again, you will miss. I'm really upset about this because we put so much effort into this. You will only miss this show. Tell all your friends, everybody, that's satellite radio. You will only miss this show if you choose to miss it. The technology is available. I feel like the $6 million man. We can rebuild him. We have the technology. You make him smarter than he was before. Smarter, stronger, faster. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll play that later on in the program. So that is the rundown of what we're going to be doing here on the Veritas Radio Network and on the Crusade Channel. Remember, this is the channel. Now, those of you that are really smart and erudite, your noggin's going, wait a minute, he said network, and he's calling this a channel. Does that mean, yeah, that's what that means, eventually. God willing, with your support, your prayers, can't buy a subscription, fine. Please, pray for us. Because it's new and exciting, right?
It looks good at National 1. Roger.
BCSR switch is on.
Okay, Victor.
Landing rocket arm switch is on. Here comes the throttle. Circuit breakers in. We have separation.
Roger.
Inboard and outboard are on. We're coming forward with the side stick.
Oh, looks good.
Roger. I've got a blowout. Paper three.
Get your pitch to zero.
Pitch is out. I can't hold altitude.
Direction alpha hold is on. Trip select is emergency.
Flight calm. I can't hold it. She's breaking up. She's breaking.
Steve Austin.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive.
Here comes the best part. Listen.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
First bionic radio.
Steve Austin will be that man.
Veritas Radio Network will be that radio.
Better than he was before. Better.
Stronger.
Stronger. Faster.
And then Lindsay Wagner comes out of nowhere and kicks Steve Austin in the head. 985-867-1774. Our telephone number. Shall we try the telephones? I'm going to risk career, life, and limb here. By the way, the official screener of phone calls, those of you that are old enough to remember the old station back in the old days on Sirius XM, Maggie O'Connell is now back screening the telephone calls. You know what that means? That means most of you are probably not going to get past her. She's a very good and thorough.
He's a very good doctor, Jeffrey, and thorough.
Well, Maggie O'Connell's a very good call screener and thorough. So let's try the phone, shall we? You know which one you got to hit. Mark it down, dude. First caller here on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel, Mike Church Show, is Doug in Chicago. Doug, we tested the phone lines to see if they work. They worked yesterday. Do they work today? Of course. Of course they don't work. Doug, you there? The phones worked yesterday. You know what? It's that dastardly green button in the back on the rack. That's what it is. No. It's fine. We'll take our. Are you ready to take our first time out? We'll take our first time out. Then we'll do telephones. Then Wisdom Wednesday will continue. 985-867-1774. Our telephone number, website, MikeChurch.com, website, VeritasRadioNetwork.com, Facebook, Mike Church Show fan page, Twitter, @TheKingDude. Telephone number, 985-867-1774. We'll take that time out. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisdom Wednesday, an hour of radio so full of deep thoughts. Proving it actually makes the King Dude sound smarter than liberals and Decepticons think he is.
I can't compete with you physically, and you're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato? Aristotle, Socrates.
Yes.
Morons.
Wisdom Wednesdays, your ticket to the truth that comes included with your Veritas Radio Network subscription, exclusively on Crusade.
Ye do. Marcus Aurelius, Judas Maritus, Maximus Augustine. It is a Wisdom Wednesday. We are live here on the Veritas Radio Network on the Crusade Channel. It's Mike Church Show. So you get your Disco Inferno and all that. Are you ready? Does it work if you don't do the scream? Hey, our telephone lines are open at 985-867-1774. This is day one with the Veritas Radio Network, Radio Revolution here on the Crusade Channel. Welcome aboard. Remember, this show streaming live, free, don't cost nothing. I'd like to thank my friends. You just heard one of their radio spots, my good dear friends. We are live in the Bulldog Kia studio. Our friends at Bulldog Kia in Athens, Georgia, are the title sponsors of Studio D. It's the Bulldog Kia Studio. Doesn't matter what kind of car you need, Kernall family will find you one, and it's worth the trip. So stop by, look them up online, bulldogkia.com. Make sure you tell them that Mike Church sent you. All right, I'm going to try Doug again. We think we fixed the phones, but you never know how these things work. Yeah, Doug, you there?
I am here, Mike. How are you?
Ah, it worked! Wait a minute, hold on. I'm gonna have to play some applause here or something. Douglas, yes. I am well, sir. Welcome to the Veritas Radio Network. You are caller number one. I feel like I should give you a prize away, like a cheesy FM show, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the prize would be. The prize is speaking to you in and of itself. I'm honored to be the first caller. Thank you, Mike.
Well, I thank you for not listening to Eddie and the Breakfast Flakes or whatever other radio choice you might have had.
Right.
So
yeah, no. For the past few years, I've been listening for a long time. Never signed up to any of your, you know, founders, members, or anything like that. But the past few months, I've noticed that you've infused more. What's the reason for the decay in society? And you've really talked a whole lot more about traditional Catholicism. I go to the Latin Mass myself. I've done that for about 25 years.
Wow.
I was really happy that the direction that you were going, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is too good to be true.
It was.
I don't know how long it's going to last. But as soon as you went off the air, I did some research. I found out where you were. Last week, I signed up as a $500 member for you.
Wow, thank you.
I think it's important for traditional Catholics or people of faith to support someone who's going to talk directly about our culture and how it relates to politics. So I couldn't be more thrilled for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to say a rosary for you and your staff and your station later today. And but my big question to you is, what's the ratio between religion and politics? Is it going to continue down the path that you were going for the past few months? Are you anticipating anything different? What are you thinking?
Well, the show is not going to change. It's a show about current events and our doo-doo-laden sewer that we call a culture, and the fact that this is a radio show and the host just happens to be Catholic is not something that's going to be denied. So whenever it is called for, I will summon the magisterial teaching of the 2,000-year-old plus of Holy Mother Church, founded by our Lord himself. And we will sound it without apology. We will defend it. And we will always pursue the truth. This is what people misunderstand about it. Well, you just want to do it because you want to force your view on other people. No one, like the disclaimer says, no one is forcing you to listen to this. And many of you are probably going, well, I'm not going to listen to it anymore because I don't have your version of the truth. No, there's only one version of the truth. There are not 16. There are not 37,000. There's one version of the truth. And because an entertainer, as I am by trade, and because an entertainer happens to be a man of faith and puts his faith above the political, the rotten political process, why do people have such a hang-up with that? Isn't that what we were told to do in the Synoptic Gospels? Isn't that what the apostles did after Christ breathed on them and they went out to Antioch and Rome and Smyrna and everywhere else? Isn't that what did they go into the Smyrna and go, well, we're not going to bring our faith into the politics of today, or the Roman politics, or the Visigoth politics? They did the exact opposite. They did what they were commanded to do. So I got a newsflash for people. Prior to the 1970s, that's what most broadcasters did. This is a wholly American Western civilization invention of this ridiculous notion of separating the church and state. You need to keep your politics separate from everything. You need to do it. Why? Why should I? The politics of entering through the narrow gate, Douglas, aren't they important? Aren't the politics of how one can pass through? When our Lord said, the gate is narrow, many are called, few are chosen.
That's the most important question.
Isn't it the most important question? So why should someone be chased from radio, satellite radio airwaves? Why should someone be chased from terrestrial radio airwaves? Why should someone be told to sit down and shut up because they put the order correct? That's what Veritas Radio Network stands for. The order is correct. Does it mean that it's going to be Christian Broadcasting Network? No. Is it going to be the 700 Club or the 800 Club? No. Is it going to be any of the things that that many people think that it's going to? No. It's not going to be any of those things. It's going to be the same show that you heard, influenced and guided by Paraclete, influenced and guided by magisterial teaching. Now, does that mean that I can't talk about movies? No, talk about movies. That here comes my Trump pitch. No, we're going to have movies. We're going to have great movies. No, we're going to have movies are going to be great. We're going to have great movies to talk about. And we're going to be great movies to talk about. And we're going to be great talk about great movies. No, we're going to have all that. We're going to build a wall, too.
It's going to be huge.
So it just happens to be a show. It's a Mike Church show. Mike Church just happens to be Catholic.
Beautiful. Well, I'll keep in contact with you as you move forward. I'll check in from time to time as Doug from Chicago, caller number one.
Doug from Chicago.
Much, no. I wish you the best. God bless.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. 866-95-PATRIOT. You want to try, I don't know, you might have to go in the back and reset that thing, but we can try. This is Mike in Colorado. Mike.
Yes, hello.
985-867-1774, our telephone number, if you'd like to be on the program today. Yes, Mike, how you doing?
I am fantastic. What a privilege to be talking to you.
Oh, please. Privilege to be talking to you because you found the stream. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to echo the sentiments of that last caller. I was a listener on Sirius XM for probably 8 years, and I was devastated when I heard you were leaving, but then I should have known better because you have a face that I want to emulate, and immediately you knew you had something you needed to do, and darn if you didn't make it happen, so congratulations.
Well, let me ask you, this goes out to everyone that is listening to Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel here today. When you say, when I heard you were leaving Sirius XM, you know now that I did not leave. I was told.
Yeah, that, you're right.
The security guards came with guns and with tasers. Don't tase me, bro. I'm just Catholic, man. Leave me alone. The security guards came with the tasers and the dogs and everything, and it said, yeah, you're not, of course, I'm embellishing and exaggerating, but you're not welcome here anymore. You're a former radio broadcast. You're done. You're finishing this business, mister.
Yeah, so I probably misstated that. I got the idea fairly quickly of what happened. So
I said that more as a question, not to accuse you, my friend. But it's one of the things that I've read, and it's the way people phrase it, I guess. Well, ever since you left Sirius, first of all, dude, I didn't leave anywhere. And then the other thing that the phraseology is wrong, and it's just really driving me nuts the past couple of weeks here, is this idea. Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to miss your show. And I'm going to reiterate this over and over and over and over. If you miss this show, and I want you to tell everyone that you know. If you know, well, there are only 18 listeners. So from a pool of 16, because I already talked to Doug, you make two. So there's 16 left. If you know one of those 16 people, you need to tell them, number one, I didn't leave. And number two, well, I'm going to miss this show. Why? Why are you going to miss the show? You don't have a phone? You don't have a computer? You don't have wife. It's quite amazing to hear some people say, well, I ain't one of these adapters of that Wi-Fi stuff. I liked you on satellite. Oh, you got a satellite radio, but you're against the technology of Wi-Fi. Wow. That's a big brain. Hey, check out the big brain on Brad. That's a big brain that you've got to hold all that in, my friend.
Well, I'm really proud of you. My whole family is. We listen to you a lot.
Thank you.
We're very, very happy that you've continued your work because it's important work. I just want to quickly end with one thing, and that is to thank you. I was trying to think of what I wanted to say to you today, and I'm sitting here in the first snowfall in Colorado that I've experienced this year, and it came to me that you were that first flake for me that started a snowball effect. That I was a big R Republican. I was war all the
kill,
time.
Kill, and, kill, right. Man.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you changed my life, and you set me on a path that I am so happy to be on, and that has snowballed into my wife, and it will snowball into my children.
Wow.
And I'm very happy about that.
Well, let me tell you, it was the Paraclete that did that. I had nothing to do with it. If I repeated something that I was influenced by him, or by Our Lady, or anyone else to say, or by St. Augustine and St. Francis de Sales, the ones that I pray to, and St. Philomena every single day, or by our Lord, that was them speaking. I am but a mortal loser, faithless, worthless sinner. Sometimes I open the conduit up and blessed with the grace for things to pass through. So please, grant me no credit whatsoever. Grant the credit where it's due, and it's not due to me. But I hear what you're saying, and I thank you, my brother, really, seriously. Now tell all your friends. The next person you see on Facebook, I used to like your show on SiriusXM. I miss it. Again, we ought to have a meme that we ought to send out on the Facebook. Why are you missing it? What are you missing? It's still there. It probably sounds like I'm belaboring the point, but it's a very strong point that needs to be made.
It's a great point. For various reasons, I don't do Facebook, but I'm all over Twitter, and I've been tweeting about it, and I'll continue to do so.
Hey, tell the guy on Twitter that tweeted me and danced on my grave and said something to the effect of, "Well, you got what you deserve, loser. You apostate heretic. You know that since you went when you admitted that you were Catholic, you started doing Catholic things. You know that Christianity is divided, right? That there are other divisions of Christianity." And I tweeted back. Last tweet I made, I tweeted back. I said, "Did you inform our Lord that you divided him? And if you did, what did he say?"
Well, all I can do is take your example and pray for the man.
Well, I have been praying for him. I've been praying for my my competitors, the Breitbart guys. Well, by the way, I'd like to ask a question of the audience. It doesn't have anything to do with what we're going to talk about here on a Wisdom Wednesday, but what did you think about the choice of Mark Levin as the first guest in my absence?
Well, you know, I didn't know about it, but for you talking about it, because you were the only show I listened to. You were the only reason I had that subscription, and not to, to make a scandal, but I don't have it anymore. So,
well,
I know that you mentioned it, and what I'll say is, you know, it's only fitting. You know, that was a passive aggressive slap across your face. I think it was purposeful, but I don't want to dwell on it too much. I want to move forward with you and pay attention to what you're saying and just not let that negativity into my life.
Yeah, I don't want to cause scandal either. I just thought that it was, from my perspective, I don't care, and it didn't upset me. It upset me, though, from the point of view that you guys did not deserve that. You didn't do anything, because it was a slap. It was a knock, and it was directed at people that were listening to the Mike Church Show and weren't neocons. That's what it was directed at. You're not Israel first neocons. You're a bunch of loser heretics. You need to get the hell out of the Republican Party and the conservative movement. Let's dance on this man's grave. And to me, it was dancing on the listener's grave. I mean, what kind of a calling card is that? To say that, well, you know, that what that last guy was doing here, it was just totally inappropriate. Now, we're going to get it right. Really? I mean,
I felt it was very much in line with the way that, and maybe this is inside baseball that I don't fully understand, but it seems to me that many times when you were off on vacation, some of the fill-in hosts was a similar passive-aggressive slap across our faces. Because, you know, there was quite a difference sometimes, depending on who the host was, and I'm not going to name names. There's no need to do that. But
I'm well aware of what you're talking about. Used to be one of the mails that I would get from time to time, and I wouldn't really have a good answer to, other than, dude, I don't get to choose the fill-in host. They don't let me pick.
I think a lot of us understood that immediately. It was like, he works there, man. When he's off, they're going to pick someone, and it's not like he gets to pick.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for being caller number two. Now, all I have to do by the end of the week here on the Veritas Radio Network is talk to the other 16 listeners, provided they came from SiriusXM, and my week will be complete.
Well, thank you very much. I will certainly take the silver medal being the second caller. Congratulations, and just have a wonderful experience here. I'll call back as much as I can.
All right, brother, thank you. I appreciate the call, 985-867-1774, telephone number here on the Veritas Radio Network. Boy, Maggie O'Connell just didn't miss a stride. She just jumped right in there and just started flipping buttons and answering phone calls and playing with the stream and doing all sorts of things here on a Wisdom Wednesday. Now, let's talk a little politics, shall we? Because the last two callers brought it up. Well, are you ever going to get to talking to issues? Why don't you get back to bashing Obama? Oh, that reminds me. For those of you, you know what? And you'll hear some of these while we build the programming base up. For you that have been listening to the Veritas Radio Network stream, the Best of Mike Church from 2008, from October and November of 2008. I hope you heard several times I deviated from the Decepticon Neocon script. Now, this is in 2008. This is when many of you allege that I was a real conservative, not some screaming, ranting, raving, apostolic lunatic who'd lost his mind in his career. I counted four separate days where I said something to the effect, Mike, you need to stop talking about this and get back to bashing Obama. Because I was talking about McCain. And what a horrendous, awful candidate he was. And that I quit the Republican Party. It was the origin of the little R Republicans. And that's where little R Republicanism came from. That's why we chose those particular shows. Not only if you were listening, there were 11 shows that are in rotation there from October the 18th or so to November the 5th or the 6th, I think, 2008. If you notice, they all covered the 2008 election. If you noticed, one of the things that you should have seen, or should have heard, rather, is, number one, once you get back to bashing Obama, number two, did you notice the evolution of, dear leader, Chairman Mama? I completely forgotten about that. That's when James Parker was here, the Rev, Reverend X, Talcum X was here. And we were doing that. We were doing the show then, and I was playing that clip of Obama ending philosophies. And the ending philosophy clip kept coming up during those shows over and over and over again. And I was quite. Here it is. I want to play it for you. Now, you know we do the Philosophy of Perennis chat room and classroom every Tuesday night. We talk about Brother Francis. We talk about the Thomistic scholastic philosophy. We bring it into the show here from time to time. Now, this is 8 years ago, or 7 years ago. You want to tell me that Holy Ghost doesn't work a plan? This is what we were. Now, this montage was put together during the campaign. And now remember, this is all about ending a philosophy. Now, if you recall, one of the things about getting back to the bashing Obama, and come on, Mike, stop with all this garbage. We got to win this election. I even said during one of those shows, Obama's got to be stopped. Because he didn't have to be stopped. He wasn't stopped. And all the things that we were talking about back in 2008, every single one of them has come true on steroids. But you remember this?
Have a stake in each other. That I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper.
No. Yes or no? Eliminate the Electoral College. Yes or no?
Yes. We need to stop sending $3 billion a year to banks that provide student loans the government could provide directly to students for less. We can't afford to wait any longer.
Dumb ideas, right?
This fund to help New Hampshire and states across the country pay for health care and education, police and firefighters.
Oh, how'd that work out?
That does involve us spreading around opportunity. And this economic catastrophe is the final verdict on this failed philosophy. A philosophy that we cannot afford to continue. And one of the reasons I am running for the presidency of the United States is to bring this philosophy to an end.
Hey, you know, the Obama bot zombies. You remember all this. Now, I was listening to this clip when it was playing on the stream the last 2 weeks, and I was just chuckling to myself. As a matter of fact, I'll play it for David when he gets here when we begin Wisdom Wednesday. He didn't use philosophy in the proper context back then. What he meant to say was ideology, was not a philosophy, was an I just... But Obama was using the term philosophy, and I didn't know any better to correct him then. Oh, the shows we could have had then. What he meant to say was ideology. Now, if you watched the GOP debate last night, let me ask you a question here. You can send me a tweet at the King Dude, post on the Facebook page, Mike Church Show fan page. Very soon we'll have the chat room up and running at MikeChurch.com and at the Veritas Radio Network.com. You can answer these questions, or you could call. We have phones. Love to hear from you. And very soon we'll have a Skype hotline at, I don't want to get into that today. Telephone number 985-867-1774. 985-867-1774. Let me ask you a question. Did you, in the GOP debate last night, did you hear ideology or philosophy? Ideology or philosophy? If you know the difference between the two, and they are as different and as diverse as night and day, the answer is ideology. You might have heard a little smidgen philosophy from Senator Paul. Other than that, you did not hear philosophy. If you did, you heard horrible philosophy. What you did hear was ideology. Now, this debate that they got into last night between Senator Bamalot, that's Senator Rubio, and Senator Paul. I'd like to play a couple of digital media files here for you today on show number one, if I can find them. If we went back to 2012, there was a debate in South Carolina where Congressman Ron Paul was asked the question, what is conservatism? And Congressman Paul said something to the effect, well, it depends on what your definition of conservative is. If you think that we ought to be having a welfare state, we ought to be managing it, and we ought to have all these we ought to have all these programs, and that we should ignore the Constitution and all that, well, then that's to me what Congressman Paul said. That to me is not very conservative. And what I think we ought to do is, you know, our founders, they thought they had some problems. They sat down and they wrote a constitution, and they had a limited government, and that to me sounds like that's conservative. Now, last night, in a little tit for tat in between Senator Paul and Senator Bamalot, there was this exchange about conservatism. Now, who do you think won this argument?
Tons of people watching this broadcast tonight that understand.
This
exactly
is Senator Rubio
about.
Here.
They don't know how they're going to make that payment every month. And if they can't make it, they can't work because someone needs to watch their kids during the day. They don't know how they're going to save for their kids' future to go to college. And so, yes, I have a child tax credit increase, and I'm proud of it.
Stop the digital media file. So now I only saw like 10 minutes of this whole debate. I saw Chris Christie huffing and puffing. I saw a Trumpzilla. Somebody asked me to play the Trumpzilla soundbite. It's on the other machine in the other room. I can't. I'll get Trumpzilla back tomorrow. I can't play it. No, I haven't. Can I just say to you, I think that the bloom, shinola, is off the Trumpzilla rose. Then now that you're just getting Trump yelling at the moderators, that also reminds me. The other clip that I saw. Why are you people out there cheerleading? Why do you think it's a good idea constitutional republic, close quote, that presidential candidates should be waging war against Jake Tapper?
Why does that make sense? Why are you going, hey, war against the media, take my $100? You realize how preposterous this is. You get emails every day, every day, probably five times a day, every day, from Senator Ted Cruz. I want you to help me win this war against the liberal media.
Dude, I thought you wanted to fight a war against Iran. I thought you were all about bombing the Yemenis back into the Stone Ages. But this came up last night. Why is there a war against the media? I have a question for all you that think that that's a good idea. How do we negotiate the terms of surrender? When is the media beaten? Hmm? 985-867-1774, my telephone number, 985-867-1774, to be on the Mike Church Show here on the Veritas Radio Network on the Crusade Channel. What would a media defeat in this war look like? Since they don't distinguish, you're just supposed to know it.
It's liberal media.
Liberal media. Oh, okay. Is that different from liberal conservative media? Because they're all libs. They're all big government patsy hacks. That's one thing. By the by, Jordan Bloom, our man in Mordor, wanted to talk about this today. If we went to the Imaginative Conservative website and read my good friend Bradley Berzer, you'd see this headline today. Triumph of the Will, Bill O'Reilly, and Snake Oil Conservatism. Hey, like that, you get paper rustling in stereo now. You hear that? Look, right channel, left channel. Get that? See how cool that is? What is this snake oil conservatism you speak of? Anyway, let's get to the digital media file here. Let's continue on. Now, remember, the Decepticon believes that the state is the answer to all of our problems. The Decepticon is a fake, phony fraud that runs about, meanders about the countryside, winning the hearts and minds of the hair-lip men. Mid-term, I like Marco Rubio. Why don't you like Marco Rubio? Went on the hearts and minds of these people for this faux, F-A-U-X, conservatism, that as they call it. And as when Chris Farrar was on the show last time, he actually defined, I thought he gave one of the best definitions of conservatism I ever heard. But listening to Rubio drone on about this child tax credit, about, well, they can't do this when their kids can't go to college and the kids can't do this. You know, this is all part of the program, isn't it? Isn't it? Captain Conservative there is bought in hook, line, and sinker and is banking on the fact that the American sheeple, the American sheeple out there are buying their way into, well, senior, have 2.5 children, name them Meg or Marcy or Cody or something to that effect. No knock on the names, by the way. Just send them to our schools. Send them to one of our public universities. By the way, our series, A Modern Wrong World Made Right, we're going to do a new one. I'm looking for someone to do this one. Dewey was wrong. John Dewey was wrong. Send them to our schools. Start when they're 4. Pre-kindergarten. And then graduate to kindergarten. And then from kindergarten, graduate to K through 12. Anyone ever wondered where K through 12 came from? Here's a question for you, for all you Founding Father fans, for those of you that claim that I don't study and don't talk about the founders anymore. Wrong. Let me ask you, what high school did James Madison graduate from? I'm waiting. What high school did Patrick Henry graduated from? Wait a minute, I got an even better one. What preschool has a little stone marker at in front? National Historic Society. This is a preschool. tended by Thomas Dorfman. What was there? Why didn't they go to K through 12? Folks, this whole, this is, a, the whole thing is a fabric, the whole thing is fabricated. It's a scheme. You want to talk about social engineering. And then to have Senator Rubio up there going like, I do have a child credit tax plan. Well, you know, here's a great child credit tax plan. Stop taking my money. How about that? Let me give you the best child credit tax plan that I can conceive of. Don't tax me, bro. How about that? Don't tax me, bro. 985-867-1774, Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel, Mike Church Show. That's the telephone number if you'd like to be on the program today. Back to Senator Rubio versus Senator Paul.
I'm proud that I have a pro-family tax code because the pro-family tax code I have will
strengthen...
Stop the
digital media file. What is a pro-family tax code? A pro-family tax code would be not to have a tax code. That's the greatest pro-family tax code you could ever have. Don't have one. Let me and my family keep my money up in here.
Then the most important institution in the in the country, the family.
Neil, there's a point I'd like to make here.
Senator Paul.
A point that I'd like to make about the tax credits. We have to decide what is conservative and what isn't conservative. Is it fiscally conservative to have $1 trillion expenditure?
Yeah.
We're not talking about giving people back their tax money.
You tell
He's
them.
Talking about giving people money they didn't pay. It's a welfare transfer payment. So here's what we have. Is it conservative to have $1 trillion in transfer payments, a new welfare program?
Well, folks, when we get the YouTube stream up and running, we'll get it up there. You got to see the look that Rubio is giving Senator Paul. He is looking at him like, you poor, you twerp, you libertarian peacenik hippie. Why don't you go smoke some dope?
It's a refundable tax credit. Add that to Marco's plan for $1 trillion in
Called
new military
Marco.
Spending, and you get something that looks to me not very conservative. Thank you.
Governor Kasich. All right. If Ron Paul would have been there, that's pretty much what Congressman Paul would have said. Bravo, bravo. That's great. That's good stuff. Now, you got to hear that. Now, what did Senator Paul say? Pretty much said what I said. Pro-family tax policy is not gaming how to give some money back to people that have families. Pro-family tax policy is not taxing people so you can bomb brown people in the Middle East that you can't point to on a map. Oh, yes, we're still going to talk about bombing brown people. Oh, yes, we are. Now, Senator Rubio, he called him Marco. Does anyone recall a movie? Let me just throw this out to the audience. So many ways to contact us here at the Veritas Radio Network. Welcome aboard Inaugural Voyage 1. Facebook, Mike Church Show fan page. Please like the page. MikeChurch.com. Please support our efforts and become a Founders Pass member. We need you. I just checked. No sign-ups today. Maggie O'Connell, you're going to have to send that email out prompting people. If you like today's show, you need to support the network. But I'll just throw this out because I don't have an answer. What is a there's got to be a movie where someone said Marco, made a joke out of Marco and Polo. I know there is. I can't remember it. Was it Saving Silverman? When they were sneaking around, what's-his-name's house? Is that where... If you think of it. Anyways, back to the digital media file. So Rubio's going to go, wait a minute, hey, I got a chance to respond here. These debates are so well organized, folks. So well put together. I get my 60 seconds. Is it 59 seconds or is it 61 seconds? Or is it 60?
Excuse me, I get to respond very quickly, Senator.
No, I get my 60 seconds to respond. He's talking about my tax plan.
Please.
So let me begin with this. I actually believe, first of all, this is their money. They do pay. It is refundable, not just against the taxes they pay to the government, but also on their federal income tax. It's refundable against the payroll tax. Everyone pays payroll tax. This is their money. This is not our money. And here's what I don't understand. If you invest that money in a piece of equipment, if you invest that money in a business, you get to write it off your taxes. But if you invest it in your children, in the future of America, in strengthening your family, We're not going to recognize that in our tax code. The family is the most important institution in
society.
Nevertheless,
it's not.
And yes,
very
I do want to rebuild
Marco.
The American military.
How's it conservative?
I know that Rand is a committed isolationist. I'm not.
Stop!
I
the general media file. What is this? Rebuild the military? Rebuild it from what? I was driving here this morning. I passed National Guard truck. What are you rebuilding? They just passed a budget, Senator. $674 billion. $674 billion. We have a base and bases in 184 countries around the world. Some people say we have bases in 300 and some. I've seen a reliable number at 184. Hey, what about this? Rebuild the military to do what? Daniel Larrison, American Conservative Magazine. Here's a headline. Yemen and the Coalition of the Wicked. Since I have been absent from the radio airwaves, and now we're back here on the Veritas Radio Network, Mike Church Show, Crusade Channel, no one has been talking about this atrocity that's going on in Yemen. The Saudi Arabians are bombing the Yemenis back to the Stone Ages with American armaments, and you paid for them. Now, some of you might want to be enterprising and ask the question. I almost feel like the question from the Wizard of Oz. Are you a good witch or are you a bad witch? Wait a minute. So you're saying that the Saudi Arabian Islamic madrasa-running, jihad-waging madmen, wealthy nut jobs are preferable to the Iranian nut jobs. So we don't have a problem with Sauds. Would anyone object to the House of Saud obtaining a nuke? Would it be a big deal?
No. Well, they're our buddies, Mike.
Really? And let's get back to this debate here between Paul and Rubio over Marcon. Marcon, foreign policy.
When the United States is the strongest military power in the world.
Marco, how is it conservative? How is it conservative to add $1 trillion expenditure for the federal government that you're not paying for? How is it conservative? How is it conservative to add $1 trillion in military expenditures? You cannot be a conservative if you're going to keep promoting new programs that you're not going to pay for.
My name is Tom Moore. We can't even have an economy if we're not safe. There are radical jihadists in the Middle East beheading people and crucifying Christians.
Wait a minute, stop it. Maggie O'Connell, go lock the front door. ISIS is coming to get us. Did you guys... Who was the last person in the door? Did you lock the door? ISIS is coming to kill us. I don't want to be beheaded on air. You know what? Scratch the YouTube feed. I don't want an ISIS nut job coming in here and beheading me in front of the cameras. You're not going to have a job because ISIS is coming to take it. Right.
See a cleric in Iran trying to get a nuclear weapon. The Chinese taking over the South China Sea. Yes, I believe...
Wait a minute. This is the greatest one of all time. Wait a minute. The Chinese taking over a body of water that's called the South China Sea. Maggie, will you get the Chinese embassy on the phone in Beijing for me? I want to ask them what they think about the Michiganders taking over Lake Michigan. We can't have these Michiganders. I've met some of these people. They're ruthless. We can't have these Michiganders taking over Lake Michigan. What horrors. Now, folks, you realize how absolutely preposterous and ridiculous these arguments are. So Rubio starts this whole thing with a tax cut. We're going to have this tax cut. And then talk about logical fallacies here. He ties the tax cut to ISIS.
Well, we wouldn't be able to use the tax cut if you weren't, we wouldn't have jobs if we didn't have the military.
We wouldn't have jobs if we didn't have the military? Well, would we have jobs if we only had a militia? Maybe you ought to go ask the Swiss that question. They're kind of surrounded. Does Switzerland have access to the ocean? Can they get on a boat and run? Now, some clown is going to call and say, well, dummy, actually, there is a waterway that leads to the Mediterranean. If you knew what you were...
I know that.
Let's hear some more of this wonderful fallacious argument, shall we?
The world is a safer... No, I don't believe. I know that the world is a safer and better place when America is the strongest military power on the in the world.
Wait, now, wait a minute. Wait. All right, the world is a greater and... David, we can start Wisdom Wednesday now. You can come in there whenever you want. The world is a greater and safer place when the American military is running the show. Now, wait a minute. You're campaigning to rebuild the military. So that means that right now, the world is not a safe place. But if we just give you and your buddies, your honchos at Martin Marietta, your honchos at Raytheon, your buddies at Boeing, and all the rest of the military industry, listen, if we just give them $1 trillion, you'll make the world safe. At the end, this guy is allegedly a Catholic, too. At the end of an ICBM, we'll make the world safe. Who believes this stuff? Who believes that it is the United States' responsibility to make the world safe? I must have missed out on this. Man, I got to go back to school. I've only been away from this for 13 days, and I forget how ridiculous these people are. 985-867-1774. Our telephone number. Would you like to hear some more?
Marco, I don't think we're any safer. I do not think we are any safer from bankruptcy court. As we go further and further into debt, we become less and less safe. This is the most important thing we're going to talk about tonight. Can you be a conservative and be liberal on military spending? Can you be for unlimited military spending and say, oh, I'm going to make the country safe? No, we need a safe country. But, you know, we spend more on our military than the next 10 countries combined. I want a strong national defense, but I don't want us to be bankrupt.
I want a strong national defense, but I don't want us to be bankrupt. Now, this is where the younger Paul departs from the elder Paul, because the elder Paul would have never said that. And I don't know if that's because Rand actually, Senator Paul, you know, being respectful, Senator Paul actually believes that, or they stole your headphones. You and I did all these air checks last night. There's a six-pack of them in there. Go grab you one. They're like donuts. No, get him some new ones. Let him christen a pair of new ones. We bought headphones so David Simpson would have headphones. 985-867-1774, our telephone number. Boy, what a great 13 days it was to not hear this drivel about the greatest, strongest military in the world. You remember that clip that I used to, remember that clip we used to play, we'll still play it, from Reverend Martin Luther King, about, well, Dr. King, why are you encouraging Negroes to not go serve in the military? They're in the Vietnam War. And then Martin Luther King Jr. says, well, I think I must have been misunderstood, because I wasn't just saying that it was niggers that shouldn't. Now, I say that in context. It was niggers that shouldn't be serving. No one should be serving in this unjust. He actually used the term unjust war. So it is now conservative to spend $1 trillion. I feel like Dr. Evil. $1 trillion. In military hardware. 985-867-1774. Our telephone number, if you'd like to be on Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel, and our inaugural program here today on a Wisdom Wednesday. If we bloused over, bye-bye. Notice how all the big television networks are getting in on the debates. Oh, but don't worry, it's not big business, these alleged debates. Big viewership, big ad dollars, big money, big government. You see how it's all kind of intertwined? First, it was the Fox News. We had that one. Then we had the Clinton News Network, CNN debate. Then we had the MSNBC, PMSNBC. No, wait, it's not PMS, OMSNBC, Obama, Microsoft Network. And then last night we had the Fox Business News debate. Is it a coincidence that they're talking military ramp-ups on Fox Business News? By the way, welcome to Veritas Radio Network Crusade Channel Studios.
Man, I'm delighted to be the first guest. I heard you had the first caller this morning, and I am the first guest. And boy, what a letdown for people, huh? A collective. Oh, jeez.
So you beat Ferrara to the punch by about 5 minutes.
Well,
we'll call Ferrara up in a minute here. So we'll get a chance to discuss all these logical fallacies. So you have to have child tax credits so your kids can go to college. Your kids have to go to college so they can go to war. Your kids have to go to war because we have to be safe, and we have to be safe. We have to be safe so we can do Wisdom Wednesday.
Was that on the Mercedes-Benz debate last night? Was it the Mercedes-Benz Toyota debate last
night? Was it the Mercedes-Benz? I can tell you this. This is the Veritas Radio Network, and we are in the Bulldog Kia Studios.
Yeah, we'll do some advertising.
We'll do some advertising. All right, we got 10 seconds here. We'll be Wisdom Wednesday will continue. And remember that this show, now segment one, is now concluded and will be up on the website for Founders Pass members in just a moment. We'll be right back here on Veritas Radio Network.